overkill, profusion, excess, surplus, too much, abundance. When it comes to the body of Christ, God is just a big show-off, heaping spiritual gifts on his people in an embarrassment of riches.
I'm Laura Pace.
And I'm Jessica Denny.
You're listening to Embarrassment of Riches, where we explore the wisdom, passion, power, and grace that God has showered on the women of Dallas Bible.
Welcome to Embarrassment of Riches. We're so excited to have you today. Today we're talking with Paula, whose last name I can't pronounce, so I'm going to start over because you're going to tell me how to pronounce your last name.
I knew that was good. Quadrado.
Quadrado.
Quadrado. Yeah.
And Quadrado.
Yeah, Quadrado.
Quadrado.
Just roll it through.
Quadrado.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Quadrado.
I think we should include this. I think this should be the
Why not?
I don't think we need to reset at all. Just
Who
push
needs
through.
To reset that? It's Paula Quadrado.
That's right.
Hey, Paula.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
I'm great. Glad to be here.
Well, I first met Paula working on the Women's Retreat Committee, and she was lots of fun, and I wanted to get to know her better, so we were so excited when she was available to do our podcast.
Yeah, I've had this on my calendar forever. I've been looking forward to it.
Yes. Yeah, we fly by the seat of our pants.
That's what we're
We invited her yesterday.
Yeah, we're very responsible, planned. I'm always on time people. Yeah. That's how we roll.
Yeah,
that is.
Laura's here too, in case anybody's wondering. And I am very glad to meet you. We were talking about how we were going to introduce you, and we were laughing because I would have about 5 minutes worth of information.
And 5 minutes is generous because she just rolled in here.
I walked in, shook your hand, and we started recording.
Yeah.
And also,
well, there was a long awkward pause where we didn't know if Kyle was recording.
That's right. We weren't sure. Then we found out that he was listening to our whole conversation.
Yes.
Another fun little tidbit about you being here is we emailed the questions to somebody, but it wasn't you.
Yeah.
So you really are, this is really winging it.
Yeah, I'm really trusting in what's about to happen.
Yeah, we've added a lot of questions.
Okay, good.
From the ones that we actually let you glance at before we recorded. So we're going to surprise you with some of those.
Good.
Well, tell me about yourself. Tell us about yourself. I don't know one thing about you other than Quadrado.
Yes. So my name is Paula Quadrado. Where do I start? That's so hard. I've lived in Dallas for 4 years.
Okay.
And been going to DBC about 4 years. I do want to tell the story about how I found DBC.
Well, tell where did you grow up if it wasn't in Dallas?
This is my favorite part.
Uh-huh. I grew up in South Louisiana.
I thought you were just saying the information about someone's life is your favorite part.
Oh, no.
The Louisiana
part. I should have known why I like Paul. All Louisianans are fun. Pink.
Yes. That was not a sound effect.
That was a true wine
clink. That was real. Yes, so I grew up outside New Orleans. It's where I went to high school. We did spend some time in South Alabama, so really just Gulf Coast. Grew up, had great parents.
The Redneck Riviera.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what you can tell yourself. Someday you'll have to share the story about, or have you already shared it, about paddling out to find out if something in the bayou was like a dead body?
That was at the community group Christmas party.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
But yes, another time. I'm sure it'll come up.
Yes. Sure it will. Got girls from Louisiana. It's down there.
Right. There's a bayou in every story.
So y'all moved a little bit. You weren't in one set place.
Yeah, moved every couple years.
And you said, I kind of cut you off. You said you had great parents.
Yeah, great parents. I have three siblings. So I was one of four growing up. Great family. Loved it all. I'm the oldest girl, but I have an older brother. So being the oldest girl, I think was a little hard for my parents. I had lots of rules.
And so her husband, Joe, right?
Yeah.
He is also from the greater New Orleans area.
Mm-hmm.
And so did y'all meet in high school? Because he's from Covington, you're from Mandeville.
We knew each other in high school, but we didn't meet until our freshman year in college.
Were you at Louisiana
Tech? No, he went to Louisiana Tech and then came to LSU his second year. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Wait, are you saying that because you think it might offend me?
Yes. No, Louisiana Tech.
No, but I mean, I would think that you would know all Louisianans are LSU fans.
That's true.
And I'm no exception.
Okay.
So,
okay,
I mean, good. Do I root for Louisiana Tech? Sure, I do. But I need a dog in the fight.
It's good.
And,
yeah.
And if we could win our whole conference, we could win every game and not go to the playoff. I need a big boy, and yeah. LSU's my big boy.
Okay, good. All right. And I went to Samford in Birmingham. And so the summer after our freshman year, we came home for the summer, and our friend group had kind of mixed. He went to Louisiana Tech with a good friend of mine from high school. And so that's when we started hanging out. Mm. So that's when we met. And of course, we weren't going to date because I was off at Samford. And we weren't going to do long distance, but we just couldn't help it.
Oh, I love that.
Now, did you grow up in the church?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I grew up in the church. Mainly like Methodist church, and then when we moved back to Louisiana after Mobile, we moved next to this sweet family who became my best friends, and the first night we were there, she grabbed my brother and I and said, "We're going to youth group at the Baptist church, let's go." And that was it. My parents were like, okay, as soon as you guys were connected, we knew that was our church.
So your parents started going there too?
Yeah, so then okay. My parents started going to that church as well.
Okay, and then cool. How long did you and your husband date before you guys were in the same city, got engaged, got married?
Pretty much our whole relationship was long distance, minus summers when I'd go back to my parents' house. And then we got engaged in 2007. Yeah, so we met in like 2002, started dating. So about 5 years. Then we got engaged, and by that time, he was in grad school in Washington, D.C. at George Washington. And so when we got engaged, I was still in Birmingham. And then I moved up to D.C. to be with him. So then we were finally in the same city.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Fun. You got to live in D.C. too. That's
yes,
fun.
Yes, that was so fun.
That's a cool city.
It was a really cool city.
We lived there when I was a kid for about 4 years because my dad's military.
Okay.
So we were stationed at the Pentagon. So.
Whoa.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's yeah.
Fancy.
I don't know. I never was hardly there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at Bowling Air Force Base.
So were you guys married in D.C.?
No, engaged in D.C., and then we got married, and we lived there a couple months, and we were okay. married before we moved to our next spot.
And was that Dallas?
That was Arizona.
Oh, okay. You have been all over.
I have been all over, yeah.
That's so fun.
It's what, like, when people say, "Where are you from?" I'm like, "Well, what do you mean? Like, where did I move here from? Yeah. Where did I grow up? Where did I have my first job? Where did I go to college?
What feels like home?"
Because I was actually born in Victoria, Texas.
Okay.
But I lived there for 3 months.
That was the best 3 months of your life.
So technically, I'm a native Texan.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But I just now live in Texas.
Because it's the best.
Yeah. And I'm happy
ish.
I'm here.
The best dish. If you live here.
I do like Texas. Chose I won't leave. I won't leave.
That's good. I'm not letting you leave.
Good.
Okay, so parents, where do they live now?
They live outside of St. Louis, Missouri now.
Okay.
We should have had a map out.
Yeah, well, I think we should with like some pins and to all the places that you've been. How did you guys end up in Dallas?
When we were living in Arizona, we were there about 5 years and we both wanted a change in our job. And Joe has a cousin who lives here in Dallas. And he said, "Hey, you know what? Why don't you come into my industry? Why don't you move to Dallas? We've got some great companies." And so we moved. Okay. That's the short story.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you indicated maybe on the podcast already, maybe previously in our conversation, that you had an interesting story with how you ended up at DBC.
Yes. A meaningful story.
We'll take it could be boring, but meaningful.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Well, it's not like fun. It's just...
just asked her if her story's boring. Is it going to be
well,
boring?
Well, I asked it. I thought it was interesting, and now she's like, well, I don't know if it's interesting.
If God was at work, it's interesting.
Okay, I think it might be funny.
Okay.
So, we moved to Dallas January 1, 2014. And we had been in marriage counseling a lot, on and off, in Arizona. So, you know, we got this move. This is going to be good. New landscape. Plop down in a new city. And then by March, we're like, we probably need a therapist here to keep working on the work we've been doing. And a friend that we had met had been going to re-engage at Watermark. Mm-hmm. And told us about, like, oh yeah, you just go and it's like a big group of people with like a group teaching, and then if you have a small group, you go into a small group, but you can just go and check it out. And Watermark was too big for us, so we just Googled Reengage, and Dallas Bible Church came up, and it said that it was Wednesday night at 7. And so we decided, okay, let's just go. We'll go to the big church part, and then we won't go to the small group because we'll just check it out.
We can be anonymous.
We can be anonymous.
We can sneak in, we're sneak out.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the day it came, like Wednesday night, and I was like, I really don't want to go. And Joe was like, come on, we just have to do it. And I said, as long as there's not like 8 people there, you know, we're like the only ones. And so we get there and we walk in. We're like, why? Where are all the cars? And we meet Brian Radovan. He's like, oh, hi. How can I help you guys? And we're like, oh, we're just here for Reengage. You know, like, we're just going to sneak in. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, come right on in. We're meeting right here in the library. We're on week 4.
All 6 of us.
All 7 of us.
7.
And I said, as long as 7. It's not 8.
Hey, there were 8.
There were 8.
Oh, what a moment. And you're walking into like a group.
A group that has formed. 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you were not anonymous, my friend.
We were not anonymous. We had to share our names, you know, and I just wanted to be a little invisible. But they were so gracious to let us in. And then we stayed. And
did y'all keep coming back to that same
group?
We did.
Yeah. Wow. We finished out, I think it's a 12 week. So we finished out those 8 weeks and then started going to church on Sundays.
And what year was that?
2014.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know we haven't been there that long.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they did that then.
I don't mean, do they still do it?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's current right now, but
they pure.
I don't know if they
probably
care,
because
but
there were enough people engaging.
The people that wanted to do it have now done it, and that's it.
So I really felt like God put us at Dallas Bible, you know, to walk into a small group and to have Brian greet us there with open arms and said, you know, he could have been very gracious and said, like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. Let me get your contact. You know, this group is closed, but I'll meet with you, you know, whatever. They were just welcoming. Yeah. And the whole group.
Well, and God was like, you don't want to go to Watermark because it's too big? Let me show you what I got for you.
Yes. 7 people.
Seven people.
You will
engage.
Be
engage.
Yes.
And so you've gone there since.
Yes.
And it sounds like you've gotten really plugged in if you were on the women's retreat committee. Is that something? So, well, I guess that kind of brings us to our next question. You didn't actually tell us how you became a Christian.
Okay.
So that, and then I also want to find out just how you think God has gifted you.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I'll confirm whether or not I think it's correct.
And she'll also tell you if it's interesting.
Or boring. Yeah.
I'll let you know. Boring. I got a boring story.
Edit alert.
How about I tell it now? No, I don't think I can tell this story. I'll tell it after.
Okay.
All right.
It's funny and not a bad story, but it's in poor taste.
Oh, so you aren't even going to tell it to record?
No.
Oh, okay.
I feel like, I'm so sorry for that. Was really an edit alert, and if we edited this carefully, we would edit this part, but we won't.
Okay.
If you want to hear this story
much.
Privately, I will tell you. It's not like I can't, I could even share it with like Kat Armstrong. I just feel like I'll just hold it back.
There you
it's
go.
It's evidence once it's
we're
recorded.
We're only like 4 deep into this, so we don't want to get kicked off yet.
You got it. I don't want them
give
to
give it
go,
at least
no,
another couple months.
That one was...
Boom.
Yeah, but I will tell y'all after.
So now back to Jesus.
Yes.
Okay.
How did
so
you
which
meet him?
One? How did I meet him? Okay. So I remember growing up in the church, and so I remember always knowing about Jesus, and I do remember being a little girl in my canopy bed praying with my mom to ask Jesus into my heart.
Aww.
And picturing like a little man.
Little Jesus walking
like
in the door of your
door
heart.
In my heart. Yes.
Love it.
Like, I totally remember that. But
it's really sweet and also a little creepy.
Very.
A little bit of both.
A man in my heart. But then growing up in the youth group, and we would always, you know, go on retreats and things. And I think that's when I really, really saw him. When I was a freshman in high school, we did a disciple group.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a core group of friends. Many of them were older. I think I was a freshman, like probably juniors and seniors. And that was the time I really, grew and
became real to you.
Yeah, it became real to me and my decisions and my seeking after the Lord.
Okay. That was like a Disciple Now type thing?
No, it was like...
You said you were Baptist, so I thought it had to be Disciple
Yeah, no,
Now.
This, yeah, this was freshman year. We were still at the Methodist Church in Alabama.
Alabama.
Daphne, Alabama. But yeah, but then as an adult, I've even had some... when we were in Phoenix, I had a real time where I was deciding, like, wait, what do I believe? What is this? And and where is my line? Is God everything? Is everything good? Or what is Jesus to me? And I was going to a young adult group, but I remember specifically asking God, like, just show me, because I can't figure this out. And just in prayer and worship, I bet I could think of the song if I thought long enough, but it was... it was a song where I was just overwhelmed of like, yes, this is it. It is about
Jesus.
Was
it I Will Call Upon the Lord?
Sing it for me.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Oh, this is singing number two.
Be saved from my enemies.
No,
it wasn't that one.
It wasn't 1993.
No,
it was.
Blessed be the rock.
It was probably 2010, 8, 9.
Oh, well, then it might have been. No, that would have been circa 1998. It's all about you.
I don't
it's
know
all
that
about
one.
You, Jesus.
No.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah. I didn't know it the way you sang it, but I do know it now.
Well, I always feel like people say it's all about you.
Chew.
You.
That's like, so this is my inappropriate story that I'm just going to push through. Edit alert.
You have to have your own thing.
I know. I don't
Pace
know what. No, it has to be something better than that because edit alert's good. I'll think of it. But
no, you can cheer.
Whatever
on.
It
you
is,
can cheer edit alert. You are just
this is
as,
the story.
Just as off topic as me.
Yes, this is very off topic, but we will bring it back to you.
Bring it
Kaylin,
back to you.
She's right. She's right there with us.
Yeah.
Kaylin was friends with a guy that worked at a recording studio, and there was a guy that was recording a cover of I Can Only Imagine. And two things happened. One, he got the lyrics wrong. And two, the lyric that he got wrong was he kept saying, if I could only imagine. But it came out really bundled together to where, now I can't sing it because I'm thinking it's really inappropriate for this because it sounded like he was saying the F word. Like, F and only imagine because of the way he said it. There's my edit word. That's it.
Wow. We may actually have to edit it.
That might
on that story, I realized I really can't tell this on this, but I started talking,
and then it just happened.
And then it happened, and
Kristen
it's not even.
Poole is going to regret the green light.
She
on
is.
This.
She's going to be like, I should have just made them do the piece of paper, not done the podcast. This was a mistake.
A blog. We should have made it a blog.
It was a mistake.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. That's. It probably was a mistake, Kristen. I apologize. Anywho.
Okay.
So that's how you found Jesus. So
that's
it was kind of.
Yeah.
It was kind of a process.
Yeah. Of him always being there within self-discovery and, and even just some reassurance.
And then tell us, because you were telling me earlier, before Laura got here, so she has no idea, because again, she met you, let's say, 17 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And because I run late.
Well, we weren't going to call you out on it, but that happened.
But because she met you 17 minutes ago, tell us about what you do vocationally.
Oh, okay. So my day job, I work at Children's Medical Center,
oh, cool.
And we have a TV station for the kids, and so I get to entertain them. So my background before all that, when I was moving all around, was in TV news. So I was a producer and a reporter and even a meteorologist.
Really?
Really.
You don't say.
Oh, I'm going to need to see a clip.
I do say. Oh, we could pull that up.
Please,
yeah.
Yes.
That is awesome. Wait, and how did you say your name when you were a meteorologist?
Probably like... Good evening, I'm meteorologist Paula Quadrado. Thanks for watching us tonight. It's really nice out. Blah, 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 blah.
The whole
Look
business.
At you.
Yeah. I know.
That,
but
okay,
I was
that
wanting
to
you
be...
to say Quadrado in a more...
Oh, like Hispanic? Like
yes,
with that
like rolling.
Oh, my whole name, if you could speak Spanish, Paula Quadrado. I mean, I can't, but like...
but you did the name would totally work.
Oh, it totally would. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they do. They emphasize that.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're like, what's that? Cynthia...
Isiguera.
Isiguera.
Yeah.
That was more Italian,
like,
but
yes. Yeah.
It does. The way that you lifted it at the end.
That is such a unique job. How, and like, it seems like it combines.
Oh, yeah. So.
A passion. Not the the one you do
the
now.
The one I do now.
Yes.
Yeah. The one I do now. It's amazing. So we moved to Dallas because Joe got a job here, but even he will tell you, like, we moved here for my job. We just didn't know it. Because working in TV news, it was. really hard, and I'm glad I did it, but I couldn't do it any longer. Mm-hmm. And in Arizona, I was volunteering at the Children's Hospital just to get some sanity. Mm-hmm. And then when we moved here, I said, I'm going to work at the Children's Hospital. You know, maybe I'm going to do media relations or PR or something. And then, like, days after we moved here, the job is posted. And now I get to hang out in this TV studio, invite kids, and some of them are patients, some of them are siblings who they can't go up in the room, so they're bored and their parents are distracted, dealing with so many issues. And I get to just be a little relief for them. And we play bingo.
That's super awesome. When I was in PA school, I got to do my surgery rotation at Children's.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it. Just loved it.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like it combines your passions. Yeah. Like, you enjoyed television, but the work was so stressful.
Yes.
And you really felt passionate about working at a children's hospital. So this is both of those things.
It really is.
How neat.
Yeah.
You got to call that a God thing.
It is absolutely a God thing. And even what led us to this, to move to Dallas, I had applied for a job at the Children's Hospital in Phoenix to get out of TV news. And it was a media relations job. And I thought, well, this is perfect. I do media. Mm-hmm. I volunteer here. I'm a shoo-in. And I made it through two interviews. And I didn't get the job.
Because like, this one was for you.
And that was the day I called Joe and I said, honey, I didn't get it. And he said, you know what? I'm here talking with Dave. Because he was home for Thanksgiving because I had to work. Because it was
TV news. And it doesn't stop.
No, it stops 24/7. But that was the moment he said, you know what, I'm here with Dave, and what do you think about moving to Dallas? And, like, in that moment, I was like, yes, of course. And then seeing how God, you know, Joe got a job super fast, and we sold our home super fast, and, like, everything had God's name written all over it. And then to move here and have this job 4 days later.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is truly, that is so neat.
Yeah.
And you, if you would have gotten that job, you would have never been open to the move.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, no. And I would have been fine, and then maybe Joe would have, you know, found a different job in Arizona, and we never would have made this move.
And the children at Children's would be way less entertained.
Oh, my gosh, they would be way less entertained. Y'all, I have so many best friends at Children's. I've been working there 4 years now, and I just love seeing the kids grow up. And the ones who'll come back for follow-up appointments. Today, I got this big hug from this brother who I haven't seen in 2 years.
It's just so sweet
that I'm in this space where they know they can come visit. Whenever they're at an appointment or surgery, they come over to see me.
That's fun.
And I feel like we're already getting an idea of the answer to the next question.
The next question.
How do you think God has uniquely gifted you?
I think God has uniquely gifted me to be warm and welcoming. Like, I do make good connections with these kids, and even like the parents. And
well, and the podcast can't see this, but your face really lights up when you're talking about it, and I can tell, like, this is a passion of yours.
Yeah.
You got excited about bingo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. So, this is, that I think is uniquely gifted in you, in that you truly enjoy what you're doing. This isn't a job.
No, I truly enjoy it, and it's hard for me to, you know, talk about, like, what I'm gifted at, but I guess one thing I hear from my supervisor is, that I can go between interacting with a child and then interacting with a nurse and interacting with a parent all in the same moment, or even, like a hospital CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can be really versatile.
I can be versatile, and I can be on the kids level, and then I can translate that to, you know, maybe a donor who's coming by the hospital, and I can tell them about our space and what we do here.
And what will you tell us a little bit about how you use probably that giftedness, but also just if your spiritual giftedness in ministry at DBC specifically?
So part of my my background being in TV news is I can, you know, take videos and. So I started, when we started at DBC, I remember, feeling like I needed to get plugged in, and I'm great with kids. I work with kids all day. And so of course the children's ministry was kind of an obvious thing, but there was something about it where I was like, I'm not feeling pulled to that because I'm with kids all the time. I love it, but I want to do something different. And we didn't really have a video ministry at the church. And so I just talked to Brian and Aaron, said, hey,
who you had met at Re-Engage.
At Re-Engage.
like really, really met.
Like really met, yeah.
We knew him intimately.
Yeah, that's right, really well.
And so I told them, like, hey, I don't know if you need me, but I've got a camera and some video editing software. Like, I could help you with videos. They were so sweet. Brian and Aaron came to Children's to have lunch with me to talk about it. And I got to show my studio. We were playing Wheel of Fortune that day. And y'all should, like, Aaron was like, what? This is so cool. Aww. I'm like, I know, right? And
good
so
for you to advocate for that.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
To advocate for your skill set.
And I really, really love it. And it's so fulfilling to volunteer in a way that you feel useful and not that you're just trying to volunteer. But
and that's one of the things, I think we've talked about this before, but that's one of the things I love about DBC with the size of it is that they really need your spiritual gifts. Yes. Like they need you. And it doesn't take long to find a spot there if you are aware of your giftedness and can walk up and go, hey, this is something I can do. They will find a place for you.
And the lead pastor and the associate pastor trekked down and visited your place, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
So is that what you've been doing?
Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of the baptism videos. Okay. So before somebody gets baptized.
Which I love those and I always cry.
Oh my gosh. And did you see the one on April 8th? We were at the retreat.
So I did not.
Oh, I was serving.
You were serving. Okay. Well, I'm going to share this story because it was already in the video. But her name is Jennifer Smith. And I always have Brian do the interview because I don't want to. I can interview somebody, but when it comes to church, I want Brian to be the fun say on what kinds of questions he wants. And so she's shared her story, and I'm behind the camera and tweaking some things, and you know, she's sharing. And I know that she's pregnant, you can obviously tell. And then she says, you know, we're going to have twin girls in August. And I about screamed from behind the camera because I was so excited for her, but I kept it together. But she could, I think I did gasp, like...
Aww,
and that was just such a sweet moment to be a part of, and I love having those moments in the video where I know it's coming, and then the church as a whole will get to, you know, that was like a minute into the video, and I wish I was in the church when they played that to hear them all go, oh!
I would have been crying, because I always cry.
Yeah.
So that is the main way that you've been serving.
Yes.
And I think that is such a wonderful gift that our church gives to the congregation.
Yes.
Because I love feeling connected to those baptisms, even when I don't know the people. I think the videos make it so much sweeter.
Yeah.
I just think it's precious to be able to know a little bit of their story.
And she did the women's ministry, or the women's retreat video too, which is, it was actually Laura Pace who thought of the idea to spoof your video for the skit this year.
Which was nothing against the video.
No, but I had already told her that Laura Seaford and I were thinking about doing like thoughts about like different perspectives of people going to the retreat. And then when Laura Pace saw that video, she's like, Jessica, you need to do, like, you need to do a spoof off of
a more neurotic version of thinking.
Yes.
Well, you were there for the retreat, right?
Yes.
Well, she helped us. She helped us do, well, you helped us too. Not just with the idea, but you helped us, like, write the skit. But,
we sure thought it was hilarious when we were writing it.
I know.
It was funny. It was so
although
funny.
I was having moments, I told Laura I was like too familiar with it where it's like stopped feeling funny to me.
And there was one line where you shared that you're like, I don't know, is this funny? And I was like, yes. And then do you remember people laughed? I forget one it was.
Maybe.
People laughed. It was so funny.
Maybe.
It's too much. You were over prepared.
I don't know if that's true. That's that's never true. Unfortunately, that's never true.
That's
so.
Not true for me either. Mm-mm. So one of the questions on here is how do you use your career as ministry? I feel like that's a very clear answer.
Yes.
You have used your training to bless Dallas Bible Church.
Yes.
It's her purpose-driven.
It's her purpose-driven.
I was going to make fun of myself.
That was part of
it. Okay, so when we wrote that that line in the skit about, like, the, you know, I can't wait to live my purpose-driven life, it is because Laura Pace, you'll hear it when we eventually release
these. I want to get it out now. I want to edit it out.
I think I'm going to mention it in everyone, even though we, like, so Laura like legitimately
said. I used
said,
purpose-driven in an actual sentence. Let's just yes. say it.
Yes, but, she did.
But that's a normal phrase.
No, it's not Paula.
For me.
Paula, it's not.
Not for me. Not for, certainly not. Not. No. I don't get away with any kind of Christianese.
Right, so she's
thing.
Saying it, and I'm like,
yeah,
tears rolling down my face.
Yeah, and I said it, and I floated up outside of myself and saw myself say it, and I couldn't take it back because you're on a podcast.
Yeah,
I don't want to make Kyle Denny do more editing than he has to.
Right, if we already have this this whole fiasco from earlier.
I can only imagine. Yeah, we gotta get that out.
I can't.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, back to the questions. Okay, describe a time in your life when God showed up in a big way or an experience that shaped you as a believer, which I know you touched on just some moments in your high school years and adult years. But is there something more specific that you could share with us?
For this question, I totally wanted to share about our move here. So that was a big way that we knew that, you know, God was
in the move,
the move, mm-hmm. and it was right. And
you could say that that's part of what brought you to Dallas Bible Church.
Yeah, exactly. Continuing all the way through mm-hmm. the day when we said we need to go somewhere, and
mm-hmm.
we Googled
it. Walked into a quiet church.
Walked into a quiet church, and we instantly felt comfortable. Like, even the smallest details of Brian greeting us there, and he is into triathlons. Joe, my husband, is into triathlons. And so, I don't know how that came out, like, right away, but just...
Well, usually because Brian Radebaugh's at church, like, wearing his triathlon onesie,
spandex shorts.
Suit. Yeah, just cruising around.
This is really hard for me because I was going to make an example that I also feel like would be an edit alert. But so, circle back to the triathlons. You always know a triathlete. I got another thing I'll say
okay.
later.
Okay.
We'll
get back to it.
We'll come back to that.
I do think that story about how you guys got here.
Yeah.
Is so obviously God.
Yes.
That is a big moment. Mm-hmm. And would you say that your time at Dallas Bible Church has been influential on you?
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. I'm in a life group now, and we've been in it probably 2 years.
And your husband's with you in that?
Yes, he started out with me, but the girls and I got really close, and mm-hmm. so we had some really good, like, you know, girl time and everybody together time, but I wouldn't have survived the last couple years without Christian women that I could be real with and mm-hmm. and share what's really going on and, you know, feelings that are scary to even think to yourself, mm-hmm. and then to have some women walk through it with me. So the last 2 years, you know, our marriage has been really rough, and literally just in March we celebrated 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a real turning point of, it's hard to put it into words, but the ladies in my life group have walked through the last 2 years with me, and to see, like, I'm going to get emotional, to see them excited for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a gift for me to see because, you know, sometimes you feel like, well, I don't want to tell you all my stuff, or, you know, I don't want to drag you all through this, mm-hmm. but they were my sisters in that and walked me through it, and now... as we're rejoicing, now they're mm-hmm. celebrating as well. And that's a good reminder
yes.
when I share a little nugget of like, oh, here's something positive. And then they really help me celebrate. Like, no, that's huge. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to hear that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that is great. You're right. This is awesome.
Yeah. And they celebrate with you, cry
celebrate.
With you.
Yes.
I literally said yesterday to Annie Mooney
mm-hmm.
that it's one of my favorite little proverbs. Not like, I don't think it's an actual proverb. In fact, I know it's not, but it's like one of those, like, could be a Chinese proverb.
Or a bumper sticker.
It's good stuff.
Or a bumper sticker. No, it's something. It's something. But that a sorrow shared is half the sorrow.
Yes.
You know, a joy
mm-hmm.
shared is twice the joy. You know,
yes.
like, it's, I definitely feel that way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is.
You got your people.
That is so true. Yeah. And so that is one way I've definitely seen God working in the last season. You know, to hopefully leave that season behind, and now we're in a new season.
Well, congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you.
I know.
It's no small task.
Thank
Marriage
you.
Is hard.
It is.
Well, I mean, I think we've covered everything. We always ask how we can pray for you. We're not going to pray with you on the podcast because we did that once and it was really awkward.
It wasn't awkward when we were praying, uh-huh. but when you listen back to it, it doesn't feel the same. So we will pray with you, but we'll do it after.
Yeah.
But tell us how we can pray for you.
I would say...
And if you have any big ask prayers, like...
Oh, we didn't cover the big ask prayers.
See, she is my girl. She
gets South Louisiana right there.
That's South Louisiana. She gets that big ask prayer. But, you know, like, so, like...
For those of you listening for the first time, it is big ask with a K, prayer.
That's right. And so, just like, what that's one of those questions we ask of like... What's something that like you just want to see God do, like throw down, like the big show off that God is, like
the big
boom,
show off.
Yeah, like if you got a big ask, like what do you want Him to do? Like what do you want Him to do? So that kind of prayer, but also just like you know, it could be milder than that.
Yeah. Well, I think right now it just would be like for our marriage and the continued strength and that. Yeah, that doubt doesn't creep in, you know, because even when things feel great, you can kind of question yourself of what's going on here. Mm-hmm. Just trust in the Lord that the Lord is good and our marriage is good.
And to be able to settle into that goodness and not waiting for the next bad thing to happen or hard challenge.
Yes, because for so much of it, it was kind of a period of ups and downs where we feel okay today, but when's it gonna come crashing down, you know, just kind of... up and down, and I think we're in a real sweet spot where we're figuring it out and just having a deep breath, like, okay, this is it, this is marriage, this is great.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
High five, we're doing
That's
it.
That's right. And I'm going to add to my prayer for you that you guys would be able to celebrate that together.
Yeah.
That obviously you have your girls that are championing you on, but that you and your husband would be able to be like, look.
Yeah.
This is awesome. We've made it. Did y'all do anything fun for 10 years?
Yes. So he took me out to dinner. He made reservations and surprised me. And that was really fun and sweet. And then this summer, we're going to take a big trip.
Where are y'all going?
We're going to Santorini in Greece. Oh,
that sounds wonderful. Wow.
That is a great high five.
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We went to Fredericksburg for our 10th. Also fun.
I will see your Fredericksburg, and I will raise you papados.
Boom. That was a fist bump that you didn't see. And Laura beat me. That was like a total
throwdown. Well, I thought y'all are actually doing
the gauntlet was thrown, and Laura wins.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will... Papados at Spring Valley.
That's Spring Valley. Booyah! If I'm a betting girl, and I am, I've been known to be one, my guess is she also had a gift certificate to Papados. Am I right?
You're right!
I knew it!
No, I had two. Yeah. I'm going to have to pay a dime for that dinner.
Oh my gosh.
I know her. I know her like the back of my hand. Well, Paula, thank you so much for meeting with us today, and thanks for being willing to just, like, pop in at the spur of the moment with zero prep. You did an amazing job.
I love it.
And like we say every week, every time we interview somebody, we're like, we're going to be best friends, but for you, you know.
Yeah.
Dear Megan, it's
Dear
true.
Dear Megan, what if I have to poop?
I don't know what that means, but friendship for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that was a good dry run. Are we going to record now?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I live in fear that one day this isn't going to record and we have to redo it.
Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.